I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
What's up, Hoops Handicappers? Thanks for streaming today's Bet Slippin' Daily NBA Show. I'm your host, Jeff Clark, a sports betting analyst at sportsbookwire.com. It's Thursday, December 16th, and there's a four-game slate in the NBA. I have three best bets here that I can give you. The best bets that I have are the 76ers minus 105 at the Brooklyn Nets. I'm taking the New York Knicks minus 4.5 at the Houston Rockets. And I'm also going to take the Wizards plus 8.5 at the Phoenix Suns. Your boy needs a big day today. I went 0-3 in our first Bet Slippin' NBA podcast this week. This past Monday, I whiffed with the under 214.5 in the Raptors-Nets game, which finished at like a 260 total with overtime. So I was nowhere close to that one. I whiffed with the Knicks plus 4.5 versus the Warriors. That was the Steph Curry three-point record-setting night. Knicks were hanging around there for a long time, but ended up losing it at the end, and the Warriors salted away that victory pretty convincingly, in fact. So wrong side there. The other game that I whiffed on was the Portland Trailblazers money line versus the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns got a game tying bucket at the end of regulation to send that in overtime from Chris Paul, and then they end up pulling it out in overtime. So that hurt a little bit, but hopefully we can recoup some of those lost units from this Monday. Again, there's a four-game slate Thursday, December 16th, day we're recording this. I got three best bets. The first game here on the sheet or the board is a game that I actually don't have any action in. It's the Detroit Pistons, who are 4-22, visiting the 12-18 Indiana Pacers. The spread on that is the Pacers favored 10.5. The total sitting at 209.5. The Pacers actually lost to the Detroit Pistons earlier this season, 97-89. Which is very embarrassing considering the Pistons are, you know, like a last place team and are a candidate for a tank team. But the Pacers, they actually have a winning ATS record. They're 15-14-1, whereas the Detroit Pistons are 12-14. So despite Indiana's chunky 12-18 record, they still are covering more often than not. And this line does seem suspicious given that the Detroit Pistons won by 8 in their first meeting against the Pacers. I would look at this line and expect that the odds makers are really favoring Indiana and are trying to do what they can to get as much money on the Pistons, hence the 10-point spread. Also, 10.5-point spread, actually, according to Tipico Sportsbook. And the Pacers just played last night. They got crushed by a Giannis-less Milwaukee Bucks, 114-119. But you know, they actually play pretty well without any rest this season. And the second of a back-to-back, the Indiana Pacers are 4-1 against the spread. They're have a plus 8.3 ATS margin. So I think if I were to play it either way, I would take the Pacers laying the points, but it's just a little out of my price range given what we saw in the first Pistons-Pacers game, so I'm going to pass on this one. But the next game, which is the marquee game of the night, is a 7:30 Eastern Standard tip-off between the 15-14 Philadelphia 76ers visiting the 20-8 Brooklyn Nets. The 76ers are minus 108 in the money line, so Brooklyn Nets are favored at minus 112. The total is 216.5. Like I told you off the top, I'm taking the 76ers on the money line. Brooklyn only has three bigs on their active roster. They're missing Paul Millsap, LaMarcus Aldridge, and James Johnson. So going against Joel Embiid, who is last year's All-NBA second team center, and Andre Drummond coming off the bench, who is an elite rebounder and a former All-Star himself, Brooklyn's got a significant size a disadvantage in here in this spot. Also, it's going to be all KD, and KD has balled out recently. Had a 50-point game the other night. He had a 30-point triple-double against the Toronto Raptors, but he played 48 minutes in that game that went in overtime, so he could be a little worn down. Brooklyn's probably going to feed the ball through Kevin Durant, and if he's even a little worn down or a little off his game just from getting as much usage as he has recently, then it's going to be a struggle for Brooklyn to get points against a Philly defense that should be improving as the season progresses. Brooklyn actually plays a lot of ISO offense. I think they play the highest frequency or highest volume of ISO offense, but Philly actually has the most efficient isolation defense. So I really like how Philly's defense can match up against Brooklyn, who are missing several key pieces. I just said they're missing three bigs, but they're also still missing Joe Harris, Bruce Brown, Javon Carter, James Harden. Probably should have led with him first, right? James Harden isn't going to be playing this game. And that also factors into my handicap, because in the first game, Matisse Thybulle, who's the elite defensive wing for the Philadelphia Sixers, was assigned to guard James Harden. He actually guarded Harden a lot more than he guarded KD. I think four times the amount of time he spent on Harden compared to KD. So no Harden frees Thybulle up to guard KD, who's just been going off in December. So it's going to be a little harder for KD to get good offense and efficient offense against Matisse Thybulle. Also, Philly is pretty close to beating Brooklyn earlier this season when they met. Philly actually blew a 14-point lead. They were up as much as 12 in the fourth quarter in a loss to Brooklyn, but both teams were at full health at that point, and they split the four quarters and the four factors. I think with Brooklyn missing so many pieces, including James Harden and Joe Harris, that gives Philly the edge in this one. All the money's coming in on Brooklyn as well. Brooklyn's the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, and have probably been under discussed and underrated at this point. Kevin Durant is through 30 games or so the finalist for the MVP, so he's playing awesome. But I'm going to take the 76ers in this spot because there's not a lot separating these teams. They're pretty equal in the first matchup, so I think the injury woes that Brooklyn's dealing with is enough to push 76ers over the line and help them win this game eventually. So I'll take the 76ers money line. The next game that I like is the New York Knicks laying 4.5 at the Houston Rockets. It's an 8 o'clock tip. The odds, according to our sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook, has the Knicks -4.5, the total at 213.5. Knicks are 12-16. The Rockets are 9-19. The Knicks have been playing awful recently, and the Houston Rockets have been playing real good. In fact, the Knicks have lost 7 of the last 8 games. They've only covered 2 of those games as well, whereas Houston has won 7 of their last 10 games. They've covered 8 of those 10 games, so they're playing a lot better. But Houston could be without 3 starters. It appears as though Christian Wood, their starting center, is dealing with a knee injury, and he's doubtful to play Thursday. Jalen Green, the second pick in the draft, is also doubtful to play. He's dealing with a hamstring. Kevin Porter Jr. is also out, dealing with a thigh. This is according to RotoWire. So right now, I mean, Houston's missing key pieces, and the Knicks already beat them earlier this year. They beat them by 7, and obviously Houston was fully healthy at that point. And the New York Knicks actually crushed them twice last season against a pretty similar roster. Houston didn't bring in a lot of pieces this offseason, so I think New York gets them again, and I'm going to lay the 4.5. Houston actually allows the 5th most 3-point attempts per game, but the New York Knicks have the 6th best non-garbage time 3-point shooting percentage in the league. So if Houston's going to allow the Knicks to chuck, the Knicks could easily get hot, and I think they are due for a better shooting performance. based on how they've performed recently. Like, they're due for a progression back to the mean, I guess you could say. I mean, they shot terribly against the Golden State Warriors, shot terribly against the Milwaukee Bucks, and shot really bad against the Toronto Raptors, which is their last three games that they played, all losses. But those are above average defenses. Obviously, the Warriors and Milwaukee Bucks are elite defenses. So Houston, can't say the same about them. And New York's actually played pretty well as a road favorite. They're 9-6 against the spread since the beginning of last season, with a plus 4.8 ATS margin and a plus 8.5 scoring margin as a road favorite. So I'll lay the points at the Knicks. It's a pretty chalky play. A lot of the public has taken the Knicks, but I think the Houston Rockets injury woes will surface. And again, same thing with the 76ers versus the Nets. I think the Knicks eventually pull away from this game because the Rockets are down so many contributors. So I'll lay the Knicks. I'll lay it with the Knicks minus 4.5. And then the final best bet that I have here are the Wizards getting 8.5 points when they visit the Phoenix Suns. We got a 9 o'clock Eastern Standard tip-off. Wizards are 15-14. Suns are 22-5. I just think it's a buy low spot for Washington. This is the most points Washington has received all season long. And Phoenix is actually 4-6 against the spread when laying more than 7.5 points. So we're getting 8.5 here with the Wizards. Again, they haven't gotten this many points all season long. They were kind of a surprise team through the first 8 weeks or so of the season. But they are starting to regress a tad. I just do think this is probably the lowest point that they could get, or they've been at it the whole season. Plus, Phoenix runs a lot of pick-and-roll action. But Washington has the second-best pick-and-roll defensive efficiency in the league. Also, I think Washington has the depth to match up well against Phoenix. Both have around the same bench points per game and bench plus minus. Montrezl Harrell, the sixth man for the Washington Wizards, is playing up to the caliber, up to he's performing at the level that he did as when he won sixth man of the year for the Los Angeles Clippers. So I like Washington to play a tight game with Phoenix. Might even sprinkle a little bit on the money line once I get the final injury report and seeing if just making sure that Devin Booker is going to miss this game. He's expected to be out for this game. So we'll see what the final number is going to be, but I'm definitely taking Washington plus the points in this one. Those are your three best bets for the Thursday, December 16th slate. Again, I'm taking the 76ers money line at the Brooklyn Nets. I'm taking the Knicks minus 4.5 at the Houston Rockets. And I'm taking the Wizards plus 8.5 at the Phoenix Suns. All of our odds were sponsored, or all of our odds are provided by our sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook. Tipico Sportsbook is a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. Terms and conditions apply. Please see the website for details. You can get your bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey, 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. That's the end of the Thursday Bet Slip and Daily NBA podcast. Good luck with your best bets, whether you fade or good luck with all your bets, whether you fade or follow me. Hopefully I talk to you guys tomorrow. Wish me luck. I wish you luck. Peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.